I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You've heard much about Americans' love affair with the automobile. Well, this week, that relationship is taking a most unromantic turn. The Senate is working on emergency loans to General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler to save them from going broke. Meanwhile, other big automakers aren't exactly spinning their wheels. Toyota, Nissan, and Honda are all very interested parties in this entire affair. Even so, don't think that the failure of the American Big Three would be an unqualified boon to the Japanese. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
What to do about Detroit? That was the talk of the Sunday news programs yesterday. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Senator Richard Shelby said he hasn't seen anything yet to convince him to vote for a bailout of Detroit's big three automakers.
They're not building the right products. They did at one time. They've got good workers, but I don't believe they've got good management. They don't innovate. They're a dinosaur in a sense, and I hate to see this.
Here's President-elect Barack Obama on CBS's 60 Minutes.
For the auto industry to completely collapse would be a disaster in this kind of environment, not just for individual families, but the repercussions across the economy would be dire. So it's my belief that we need to provide assistance to the auto industry. But I think that it can't be a blank check.
If Detroit's Big Three were to collapse, nearly 3 million American jobs could be lost. But if Detroit goes, does that mean the end of car manufacturing in the U.S.? No, says labor and economy specialist Donald Grimes at the University of Michigan.
The United States, taken as a whole, is actually a very good platform for producing motor vehicles. That's why Toyota, Nissan, Honda are actually moving a lot of their production to the United States.
But those companies couldn't pick up all the slack if Detroit's automakers collapse. Foreign companies like Toyota and Honda would probably halt production at U.S. facilities in the short run. That's because American auto parts suppliers couldn't stay in business if Detroit fails. In the longer term, however, Toyota and Honda would prosper. The U.S. would also permanently lose white-collar jobs in research. Donald Grimes says that would have dramatic, long-term negative impacts on the U.S. economy. Grimes blames the imbalance between U.S. automakers and foreign companies operating in the U.S. in large part on the United Auto Workers Union, or UAW. UAW workers with GM, Chrysler, and Ford earn more money and better benefits.
I think there's one Japanese-owned parts plant in the state of Michigan. That is it. They have basically decided that they would not locate in Michigan at all because it's the home of the UAW. They've located in some of the rural areas of Ohio and Indiana. Most of the foreign-owned parts production is in the south of the United States, and all of those facilities, all of them, 100%, are non-union today.
The UAW did renegotiate its labor contracts last year. New hires will earn substantially less than older workers. This week, Congress may ask the union to make further concessions. The president of the UAW is rejecting that idea. Many workers are too. Bob Bowen worked for Ford for 35 years and represented the Ypsilanti, Michigan local. He says, put yourself in the shoes of an auto worker today.
And you give up your pension, and on that $14 an hour, I want you to save enough money to send your kids through school so you don't have to support them in your old age. And I want you to save up enough money so you can get a 401k in this falling stock market so that you can live a ripe old age with that health insurance you won't have.
Now Bowen says they want more from workers. Many of the concessions the UAW already made will kick in next year. Chairman of the Center for Automotive Research in Michigan, Dave Cole, says if Detroit automakers can hold on for just a while longer, next year will be different in Detroit.
The labor costs could actually be lower at the domestic three than at the internationals here in this country. And this really is a dramatic leveling of the playing field in terms of the ability of the domestics to compete with the international companies.
But there's another big factor. The management of the big three also need to figure out how to build better cars and run their businesses better. And that ultimately is the heart of the argument in Washington. Is it worth reviving companies that dug their own graves? And if not, why then have other companies, like the banks, been saved? For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.